So who's got the best breakup story? When writer Daniel Handler, whose work under the name Lemony Snicket might ring a bell, teamed up with illustrator Myra Kallman on his new novel about high school romance called Why We Broke Up, we're told they started the process by telling each other their own breakup stories. They've continued that theme at readings on their book tour and on the web, gathering reader stories of their own bad breakups. Daniel Handler and Myra Kallman join me now. And yes, we will take some of your stories, too. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you.
Thanks
pleasure
very
to be
much.
Here.
Daniel, as the title implies, the story is told in the form of a letter from Min, short for Minerva, to her former boyfriend, Ed, explaining why they broke up. She's dropping off a box of mementos, and the book is just filled with illustrations of these mementos, and she tells the story behind each item. It's a fascinating concept that's both in text and visuals.
Thank you very much. It was actually, it came from asking Myra what she wanted to paint.
Right. So there are all these things around us that have a lot of importance, and you have to say, okay, why do I love that comb so much, and you know, why is that bottle cap so heartbreaking? So that became part of the story.
So, listeners, we thought we might bring you into this by asking, what have you kept from past relationships after they have ended?
Yes, 212-433-WNYC,
or I guess you could even say, what physical thing that you didn't even keep, maybe you threw it away, or maybe you just flash back on that thing, was a physical kind of representative of that relationship?
Right. What thing did you shred with
That's
scissors?
Right. What did you throw back in
right,
someone's
exactly.
face?
What did you keep, or what did you shred?
Right. Somehow when you said physical trace, it sounded like it might be a child. We don't mean that. We mean an object.
212-433-WNYC, lest there be any misunderstanding along those lines. 212-433-9692. And Myra, your bio on the book flap says, her heart was broken in school first by a boy who looked like Bob Dylan and shortly thereafter by one who looked like Leonard Cohen.
You know, that still stings. I can't even talk about it.
Come on, talk about it. Was that it for a musician, for men who resembled musicians?
Yeah. And then there was somebody who looked like Albert Einstein, or maybe that's me. I don't know. But
and Daniel, we learn on the book flap,
Albert Einstein is one of my favorite musicians, I have to say.
You were, quote, dumped at least three times in high school. Were you Min or Ed?
Well, one of the puzzles in the novel, Why We Broke Up, is who exactly is being dumped. Min is furious, but Ed maybe moved first. But I've since been corrected. Since that bio has been published, a friend of mine called me and said, I count five times in high school that you were dumped. And so I'm not sure if I'm brave enough to correct it for future editions, but I'm happy to say here on WNYC, when I said least three, it might be at least five.
Mathematically, at least three does include.
I knew it was an odd number.
The possibility of five. And these characters, they're a bit mismatched. He's a star basketball player. She's a future film director. Maybe that was just a bridge too far, the athlete and the artist.
Well, I think so. I think why not in high school try out people who probably are unsuitable for you?
Definitely. You have to do that.
That's right.
Otherwise, you can't get to the person who might be right for you, which may never happen.
If you're a talented artist, why not go out with someone who looks like Bob Dylan? Why not try that?
The way we were for the Glee generation. LJ in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. LJ, hi.
Yes, good morning. That's for anonymity, but it is my initials.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because you don't want people to know how many times you got dumped in high school.
Well, that's right.
Do you mind if I move it beyond high school a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
And my ex has kept a rather artful nude photograph of yours truly.
Oh.
And he has since replaced me. I've seen him walking arm in arm, and he has a new lover. But he won't give back this picture that, of course, I gave him, but someone else took it. And I think under copyright, it really belongs to the photographer. But that was a previous boyfriend. But
maybe you need to get Myra to conjure an image of him.
What?
Oh. Yes.
I wonder.
You mean naked? I don't know. Right.
Myra
I don't know if
is
I
now available
do that.
For commissions of your nude ex-lovers.
Yes, all of you.
Call for
ready
details.
To do that.
I just feel a little violated that he's keeping an image.
Right, right.
How do you...
Does he say why?
He sort of dissembles. It's with other keepsakes that concern a lost family member.
You should tell his new girlfriend.
I've been tempted.
Are you concerned he's going to do something with it?
No. He's a gentleman, and he's digitally kind of inept. It's a photograph not digitized, as far as I know.
Oh, I see, yes. Well, you must be grateful he's a Luddite.
LJ, thank you for your call. Myra, you want to mention to our listeners, since they can't see the book, a couple of the artifacts that you draw here, the things from the relationship in the novel?
There are a few that I really loved painting. One was the rhinoceros, who looks very sad, the blue rhinoceros from the, what's the club called?
The jazz club is, in fact, called the Blue Rhino.
The Blue Rhino. That's crazy. But so I love drawing the rhinoceros being downcast. And there's a comb in there that also has a lot of integrity, and that feels right to me.
You like a comb.
I collect combs. And the postcard of the volcano from Vesuvius is also the packet of postcards. I collect those, too. So they often relate to things that I like.
Amanda on Facebook remembers a coffin-shaped case filled with old love notes passed after class, including a piece of paper that says, "This is my DNA, so you can clone me, and we will always be together," or something like that, she says. "An old hoodie, a cigarette butt when I smoked and talked to his spirit for the first time." Things like that.
What do you mean, talk to his spirit?
I got so distracted by what could possibly be on a piece of paper that said, "Here is my DNA," and then I got very nervous.
Yeah.
Gail
in nervous.
I hope it's just a hair.
Yeah, and it wasn't from the FBI. Gail in Somerset, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, Gail.
So what'd you save?
Well, what I saved from this relationship is he drew a couple of portraits of me that were wonderful, but it's what he did. 45 years after the relationship ended, he found me and sent me a novel he had written, and I'm the main character.
That's great.
Or is it not great?
Is it great? Yeah, that would terrify me.
It's kind
myself.
Of great.
Did he treat you right?
Oh, he treated me very well. In that novel, I was the wife.
I see.
And we met in a very romantic way. We were both in the Army, and I was an Army nurse, and we met on a ship going to Germany.
Well, that does sound like a novel.
Thank you very much.
That does sound like a novel.
Yeah, the premise for a novel.
Yes.
So, Daniel, did you do a similar thing to anyone in Why We Broke Up?
I haven't served in the Army, I regret to say.
No, I mean, you know that's not what I mean. written a novel about an ex?
No, Why We Broke Up is entirely fictional people. I mean, it really began with thinking about objects and thinking about what makes ordinary objects look beautiful, and one is when they're infused with romantic memory, and another is when they're painted by Myra Kalman.
Marco in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. What did you keep?
I kept a grapefruit. It was a remnant of our last meal together, a breakfast.
Oh, my God, how long ago?
11 years ago.
Ah, where is it?
You don't mean you still have the grapefruit.
I still have the grapefruit, and I'm embarrassed to say this is the first time. It's sort of like a public confession here, because
we're here for you.
Yes.
Every time I went to, you know, defrost or clean out the freezer, I thought, oh, there's Marlene's grapefruit. And I thought, oh, I can't throw it out. I'll do it next time. And it's 11 years, and I can't throw it out. So what do I do with this 11-year-old grapefruit?
I think you must keep it and contact the Smithsonian.
Send it to the ex-boyfriend who kept the nude picture.
I'm sure there's no nutritional value.
How does it look?
Yeah, is it in a dish? What does it look like?
It's just wrapped in plastic, and it's surprising if you look at it, you can still identify it as a grapefruit.
Maybe you have to rewrap it and write something on it. I don't know, the plastic.
But it was in her hands, and so I've got it.
Marlena's grapefruit.
I hope it's not a symbol of your inability to have other relationships.
No, there have been more grapefruit since then.
Oh, good.
Oh, I'm glad.
But this is the only one that got
you've neither given up on love nor on citrus. Right.
I think that's all I want to know about that. Marco, thank you very much. Jennifer in Summit, you're on WNYC. What did you keep from your broken-up relationship? Jennifer. All right.
She fell into the freezer.
She's listening to the radio. So, reviews of a novel say this is also an adult novel hidden in a young adult packaging. So what do you think the characters themselves might see if they reread it 20 years later? Or who is your intended audience?
My intended audience is anyone who's interested in heartbreak, be it that they haven't had their heart broken, or that they have had their heart broken, or that they're in the middle of getting their heart broken. That's anyone who's curious about the kind of emotional distress, which I think doesn't really start for the most part until you're in high school and never ends, last I checked. All of us have a grapefruit of one kind or another, frozen in some kind of wrapping.
Or the onion ring.
But... yeah. Oh, Marlena, how we miss you.
Brenda in the Bronx, what did you keep from an old relationship?
Hi. I'll try to make it fast, okay? Yeah. I was a hippie in music and art. I dropped out. I ended up on drugs and in Phoenix House. I met a boy who was 8 years older than me, and I fell in love. And he in the subway, somebody sold him, before he got on the train car, this butterfly trapped in lucite. And it was a paperweight. Anyway, my mother sent me off to Iran to be a showgirl so that I would break up with him. And when I came back, he killed himself. And
oh my goodness.
I never took care of it and put it in a special place, but, which I have done with other things. But sometimes I don't even remember I have it. But every time I rummage through things, it turns up. And he was like that butterfly trapped in lucite. He was a very creative person, was born in a blue-collar family, and he really could never emerge. And my mother, of course, didn't approve of him and blah, blah, blah.
My goodness.
My goodness. That is quite a story.
Music
I can't imagine what
Phoenix
kind of...
Phoenix House. Iran. Yeah,
what kind of impression he gave that being a showgirl in Iran was what the mother preferred.
Right? So Myra...
That's a strict mother. Or a loose mother. I actually have no idea. That's a mother.
Thank you, Brenda. Top that, Yes. Everybody.
Or don't.
Give us one more image from the book, Myra. Anyone.
The Odd Pod.
Which is?
The Odd Pod, which is a seed pod that got stuck in Min's sweater.
While they're rolling around on the lawn of the park.
So it's a pod that we looked for and we found and I painted.
And somebody kept that?
I have that.
You have
that? Yeah, I do. Actually, I now have a box of most of the artifacts that are in the book because we had them.
There they are.
Right.
So parents, beware before you send your children right from Lemony Snicket books to this.
Well, I think if you're coming from Lemony Snicket books, your heart has probably already been broken. I think you're probably already racked with grief over terrible things that have happened to young children, and you're ready for terrible things to happen to you. How's that?
Can't top that either. Daniel Handler, a.k.a. Lemony Snicket, and Myra Kallman, will be appearing at two local bookstores tonight at 7 at the Barnes & Noble on Union Square, and tomorrow at 7 at the Word Bookstore, 126 Franklin Street in Greenpoint. Again, their new illustrated novel is called Why We Broke Up. And oh, by the way, they're collecting your Why We Broke Up stories and artifacts that you kept from those relationships on their website. This has been such an honor. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.
Brian Lara.
We will always remember the grapefruit.